Is this good?
Sure.
Okay. Let's go. Let's do it. Hit the music. All right. Hello and welcome. Okay. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for September. It's a lot of it. Okay. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for September 19th, 2009. This is Mike Minotti, joined with Ajguy Minotti. Say hi, Ajguy.
Hello.
And let's just call him Rock God today. I'll say his last name wrong again.
Yeah, good call.
That is Chris Rock God Whittington.
Oh, AJ, you're my hero.
I said, what did I say last time? Whittington?
You're just like Whittington.
I don't know, but it's a pathetic excuse. Yeah, it was pretty pathetic.
In my defense, that probably wasn't so much a mistake. It's just me mumbling.
Yeah. Should learn to talk better.
I'm a great orator. I have a podcast. I'm a host of it. Anyways, welcome to the show. This is my podcast. Yeah, today we're going to do my podcast. It's all mine. Today we're going to start off with news, then we're going to go into the quiz. A Great American Ajguy Gaming Quiz, to be exact. Then we got Let's Go Topical, hey?
Yay!
Got five topics to discuss. That'll be good times. Then we'll do our weekend gaming, and we'll talk about all the releases, and that's going to be the show. So let's get going. Let's go.
Okay.
News. Time for news.
Indeed. Let's talk about some consoles. First of all, it seems like we're getting a Wii price drop in a couple of weeks. It's pretty much all but confirmed. We've seen ads from Toys R Us, Best Buy, and I think Walmart dropping it down to $199, still with Wii Sports Resort. Or not Resort, regular Wii Sports.
Yeah, it seems like it's about time. Seems like the price, I mean, the sales are going down a little bit every month. It's just, yeah, you know, everyone else has dropped price, you know. I think they can afford a price drop at this point, 3 years after the launch.
Yeah. They're still making a ton of money on it at $199.
I'm sure. Well, they were making money off it at launch.
Yeah, I know. So we got that. Then we have the announcement of a Modern Warfare 2 360 bundle.
Oh, my God, that's beautiful. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, he's excited. Okay.
It's, yeah. Yeah,
it's a custom skin console that looks pretty nice, along with a 250-gigabyte hard drive, an additional wireless controller, and a copy of the game. So for another $100 over the Elite, this is $399. It's really not a bad deal at all.
Yeah, it's...
It's not like that one Halo bundle that... Oh, go ahead.
No, it's funny. I was one of the few people that liked the design of the Halo Special Edition one, but... That came out back when Microsoft was literally knee-deep in Red Ring of Death problems, and apparently that console suffered from them as well. And I heard reports of people sending those consoles in and getting, like, a regular console back. And so I didn't even want to take the chance. But I'm really a sucker for military-style designs. And the Modern Warfare 2 console is smoking. I mean, it's... I sit there and go, man, I paid $400 for the one that I have right now, and I just have this puny 20 gigabyte hard drive, and, you know, but I don't know. But I think it's pretty sweet. Plus, it comes with a game, too, which is pretty awesome.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Didn't that Halo bundle not come with a Halo game?
Right. It was just a different skin.
Yep.
Right. And that was pretty much it.
Okay. It's a good thing you like military themed stuff so much, since we're in the Squadron of Shame.
That's true. That's kind of matches up that way.
They have said that this 250-gigabyte hard drive, don't expect it to be sold separately anywhere, which is probably just as well, since it would probably cost like $250.
Yeah, that's fine.
Given the way they price their hard drives, but anyway. They've also confirmed a Forza bundle similar to this in Europe only so far. Same deal, except there's no word if the console is customized on, but, you know, like the bigger hard drive, the extra controller, and a copy of Forza 3.
I bet it'll be a normal black or white 360.
We also have rumors started and have been debunked by Sony of America of a 250-gigabyte Uncharted 2 PS Slim bundle. Like I said, Sony of America debunked it, which has some people thinking Well, maybe this is like a Europe-only thing as well.
Hmm. Mm.
That's a good bundle. I like that bundle.
Yes, I figured you would. The Uncharted 2 reviews have been coming out. And didn't someone give it like an 11 out of 10 or something crazy?
Some,
like that?
Some European magazine gave it a 21 out of 20.
Good God.
I didn't know that official publications could do that.
That's just silly.
Man, that's just, I know, at that point it's just like, we're legitimate. 21 yeah. out of 20. That's hilarious. That's great. But no, like Games Radar gave it 100, IGN 95, PlayStation Magazine, whatever their highest score is, they gave it. So it should be pretty good. Though somebody was taunting me and they said, you watch Garnet will give it like a B- or something. Then I'll freak out.
That would be funny. Okay, so Bobby Kotick is talking again. What was the event he was talking for? Now I can't remember.
Who's this guy again?
He is the CEO of Activision, you know, the asshole.
Oh, he's the one saying those hilarious things about how... Yeah, you go ahead. I'm sure you're going
to
say it.
Okay, well, first of all, he's talking about how they really want Activision products to be playable independent of a console. So, like, Guitar Hero that doesn't need an Xbox, which, you know, of all the barriers to entry to play Guitar Hero, I don't think that not having a PS3, 360, Wii, or PS2 is one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, they just want complete control of the platform. He also then goes on to say, now let me find the exact quote for this, because it's just mind-boggling that people want to work for this guy. Okay. We have a real culture of thrift. The goal that I had in bringing a lot of the packaged goods folks into Activision 10 years ago was to take all the fun out of making video games.
I just love his bluntness.
No, he just doesn't care. He doesn't care that he's a douchebag.
No, I think they're all douchebags. I think he's just honest. I kind of appreciate it.
I don't know. He's one of those kids. He's one of those guys that, you know, back in school that, you know, always had something snarky to say, and he was completely full of himself, and everybody wanted to beat the shit out of him. But everybody knew that he was going to be rich someday.
Yeah.
See, he keeps going to say, I think we definitely have been able to instill the culture, the skepticism and pessimism and fear that you should have in an economy like we are in today.
Well, look, you know, Activision's having their day right now. It's not always going to be like that. They won't be doing quite so hot at some point.
I predict that Tony Hawk is going to tank.
Oh, right. Yeah, I think so.
I think that's going to be the first big game that comes packed in with a big honking piece of plastic controller that's going to bomb.
Well, it's not like Tony Hawk's been particularly popular as of late. And to not even know how the core game's going to play and you want me to invest where I have to get this giant controller, I don't see that taking off.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's going to work out. I miss Tony Hawk of old. They should make like an Xbox Live Arcade old school Tony Hawk game.
Yeah, it just I've talked about this before, but Tony Hawk, I really love the series, but once they hit 4, it just got way too involved and complicated. It kind of suffered from the same thing that happened to Madden. It's like it started off as a really fun game, and even if you weren't a football fan, you could enjoy it. But as it got more and more created for the niche football fan, it became less and less fun for you know, outsiders to play.
Right. I think just the problem is there's always this, like, since they're yearly releases, they always feel like they have to top themselves somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, and they wind up coming up with all these, like, really bizarre out there kind of courses to skate on when, you know, I was happy with Tony Hawk
Airplane
Pro Skater
Hager.
2. Yeah, and just cruising around a school that doesn't necessarily look like it's made for skating on, you know?
I still remember, like, so many levels from the first three Tony Hawk games. Vividly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were iconic. The best was, I think Tony Hawk 3 had the cruise ship level at the end. That was sweet. All right, well, you can go on now, AJ.
Okay, if you guys are done with Tony Hawk. PS3 firmware 3.01 has been released. It fixes Uncharted.
You have to play Uncharted now, because...
I'm going to.
When are you coming home next?
Tuesday night or Wednesday, I'm not sure yet.
Beat it before then, because I want it back, because I want to play it again.
Oh, God. All
Ultimatum.
Right. Ultimatum. So this is what drives me nuts, though. Like, everyone knew this was an issue. Everyone was waiting for Sony to fix it. They released this firmware patch, and in the patch notes, all it says is, improve system stability during use of some PlayStation 3 format software. Now, we all assume that's Uncharted, but would you think you'd say, we fixed Uncharted, so you should download this. It wasn't until like two days later in the comments that like some saying, I was like, yes, this does fix Uncharted. Like, why did they just say that?
I guess it was saving face a little bit. If you just say, it's like they don't want to admit that they broke one of their, you know, best games. I mean, it's kind of embarrassing. Imagine if there was a Microsoft patch that broke Halo 3. Like, what?
That is true.
Here's the not break Halo 3 anymore patch.
Oh, you put it like that, it's quite funny now.
Oh, yeah. The only difference is that, you know, PlayStation's biggest game isn't Xbox's biggest game.
New, sadly. The wireless N adapter is on its way to the 360. This has been confirmed in an FCC filing and a Gearbox 2 manual in Italy.
Cool, so it's going to be, what, $200 for retail?
Yeah.
What a deal.
That's the joke. It has, like, two antennas on it, so the joke is double the antennas, double the price. Who knows, maybe this is finally going to be a price drop of the old one to a reasonable level and $100 for this one.
Yeah.
But the big impetus for this is that with the Zune On Demand 1080p HD streaming, pretty much can't do that over a wireless G network. You need wireless N, so.
All right.
Have it. Nintendo has dated Spirit Tracks, the new Zelda DS game, for December 7th.
Hey!
So now I know what to get you for your birthday.
Yeah, that's perfect timing. It's one day before. That's great.
Okay, now this is the most exciting feature I've seen added to the PS3 yet.
Okay.
If you load up the web browser and you have it set to the default PlayStation splash screen on the PS3, among the buttons is a button to order Papa John's pizza.
Aw, nice.
Yes.
What this button does is when you click it, it just takes you to the standard Papa John's website that is nigh impossible to navigate with a PS3. By the time you figured this out, you could have A, done it faster on your computer, or B, done it 10 times over on the phone.
Aw, you're being sarcastic. At first I thought you actually liked this feature.
This is like, the stupidest thing ever!
I was like, alright, pizza!
Hey. Whose dick did Papa John have to suck to get his name on there?
Oh, hey, they know their audience, right?
He's like trying to seduce the Sony guys, like, I want to make a pizza, but I don't have enough sausage.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I went there.
Bethesda's right. Thanking the fans. If you have bought all five of the Fallout 3...
I'm not done talking about pizza.
Oh, good lord. What about pizza?
I ordered a pizza online with Pizza Hut the other day, and it was fast, efficient, and easy.
Well, I do have to say, I have discovered the joy of ordering Chipotle for my iPhone.
That's just gay.
No, actually, no, it's sweet, because... See, I didn't know this. Quick aside.
Oh, God.
When you order Chipotle at the store, you're allowed to say, like, can I get a burrito that's, like, half chicken and half steak? And, you know, the phone application does this as well. But the two times I've done this, my burrito's been, like, gigantic. And I look at the receipt the other day, there's nothing on the receipt that indicates it's half chicken, half steak. It just says chicken steak. So they just, like, load this thing up. So if you have an iPhone,
ooh, nice.
You should order Chipotle on it. You'll get bigger burritos.
When you first told me you had a Chipotle app, I thought it was just be something where, like, there was a fake burrito in tinfoil and you got to pretend you were opening it.
Cute.
Oh, God.
Okay, go ahead. What's
anyway, where
story?
Was I? Oh, yeah, Bethesda Fallout. If you bought all five of the Fallout 3 DLC packs, like me, on October 1st, they're releasing a Fallout 3 premium theme, and you will get it for free, which is pretty cool.
That's nice.
That is cool, but let me ask you something. How much did you spend for all that DLC?
$50.
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to spend the $250 and just buy the theme.
Well, yeah, but I spent $50 and I also got, like, 50 hours of gameplay.
Yeah, that's true. It's not like
I spent $50 so I could get the theme.
Yes,
fair enough.
Did.
Fair enough.
Yes,
yeah, Mike's got me.
I got ya.
I actually don't like Fallout 3. I just really wanted this theme.
I don't blame ya.
Mm-hmm. So, John Bon Jovi was also approached by Activision to appear as an avatar in Guitar Hero 5, and he just kind of flat out turned it down. But according to him, they also, like, to him, never said, like, we're going to, if your avatar's in the game, we allow it to be unlocked to, like, perform or sing anything. And he said, like, had he known that, it would have been, like right away, no way. So he's, like, supporting Courtney Love and everything now. So it appears like Activision was, like, telling half-truths to all these people they've been licensing.
I wonder if the Johnny Cash estate is going to get mad or anything.
Yeah, I'm sure people are trying to reach them to get something, but maybe they're just not talking.
Right. We'll see.
And we have some PSP Go updates to round out the news here. First of all, some news on PSP Minis, which sounds like a great idea, until Sony have decided that PSP Minis cannot have any kind of online multiplayer, DLC, or even patches and updates.
Ooh.
But Sony has tried to make this sound like a good thing, though, by saying something... I should have grabbed the quote. But basically, they're like, no, it's good, because, you know, we want this to be a fast channel for people to get their games up quickly, and if it had all this stuff in it, it would take longer to get approved.
Whatever. Like,
I'll wait another 2 weeks. Whatever, assholes.
Yeah, I'm not going to know the difference.
I mean, I guarantee that after a few months of people complaining, they'll rescind on this. It's the stupidest thing. Like, that means nothing. Anyway, so a new feature of the PSP Go that you think Sony would have talked about, because this is legitimately cool, but we didn't find it out until different outlets have got their units in, is the save state feature, where when you push the home button on it, you can either quit the game or save the game, and it creates like on an emulator when you make like a save state. Now, the one thing that has been clear, no one's clarified this yet, as far as I can tell, as I've been reading these updates, is does this save it even after you've turned off the system? Which would be cool if it did.
Is it like a one-time load or?
Yeah, it's like, you know, like GBA games, DS games, like you do the quick save. Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, like that temp save file, and then when you load it again, it just erases that save.
I get you.
So basically, it's lets you pause the game and do other stuff on the system.
I'm glad that they're implementing this, but they should have had it in day one. You know, this is something the DS was able to do. You just shut the clamshell.
The PSP can do that, where you can put it into a sleep mode, and it still stays on. This is like actually in the middle of a game, you could pause the game and then quit out and use every other feature of the PSP Go.
Oh, okay.
The web browser,
okay,
the
that's
store.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But right on.
You can put it to sleep by kind of flicking the power button. It's kind of awkward, but it works.
And yeah, that's what I got.
All right. That's good. Let's do the quiz.
Okay.
Quiz time.
All right. Quiz time. Question one. What is Professor Layton's full name?
Ah, damn it. I don't know. Jonathan Rumsfeld Layton.
Rock, do you have a guess?
I have no clue.
Herschel Layton. That's what you guys get for not playing awesome DS games.
You completely cut out as you said the name.
Yeah.
You say it one more time.
Herschel Layton.
Herschel.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
That's a very gentlemanly name.
Yeah. Question number two. Name Nathan Drake's female sidekick, or counterpart, if sidekick sounds, I don't know, sexist, from the first Uncharted.
Oh, I know this. God damn it. My drying's done. fuck. What's her name? God damn it.
I don't know. I'm not good
I
with
forget.
Names.
What is it?
Elena.
Damn it!
Question right. three. Star Tropics 2 was released on the NES in what year?
Like 91?
94.
Really?
Yes.
Shit.
I think besides Wario Woods was the only Nintendo-produced game released later on the NES.
Wow.
Question four. Name the villain who represents Final Fantasy IV in Dissidia.
God damn, I don't know.
Well, whose fault is that?
Mine.
That's right, you're not playing good portable games.
Okay, well, who is genius?
Golbez.
I didn't even know.
You played some of Final Fantasy IV.
Yeah, that was like 2 years ago.
All right. Name the four songs that are in the Beatles Rock Band intro, not counting the song that they play the very end of in the beginning.
Okay, hang on. I can do this. Hard Day's Night.
Mm-hmm.
Paperback Writer.
Okay.
Here Comes the Sun. Yeah. I Am the Walrus.
All right, that's 1 point.
Yes!
All right, bonus question. Name the song that they finished playing in the very beginning.
Twist and Shout.
Yep.
Yes.
Right, you got the two Beatles questions. That was it.
Yay.
All right. We're going to do a... Let's go top quote. You want to introduce this segment, AJ?
What, explain it, you mean?
Yeah, explain it.
Okay. So what we're going to do here is... Mike
Yo, wait a second. I'm going to let you finish. I have more to say that Games of the Year Past... was the best segment ever.
You got me.
Oh, God.
He's got Kanye'd.
Okay. Anyway, should I finish it or
no,
do you want to do
no,
it now?
What
or?
Do I need you to explain it for?
Okay. Hey, he said he's going to let you finish. Come on, finish.
All right, fine. I'm going to let you finish.
Anyway, he's going to ask us a topic. We're going to talk about him.
You got to do I'ma. I-M-M-A. Yeah,
I'm going to let you finish.
The best was when that was a legitimate typo in Mega Man 7 at the very end. I'm going to do what I should have done a long time ago, Wily.
Yes, Kanye's been playing his Mega Man 7.
Okay. First topic. Considering the fantastic reviews Uncharted 2's been getting so far, including the 21 out of 20, you think Uncharted 2 will be the best reviewed game of the fall? Adguy, you first.
Probably, actually. The only thing I could think of that would review better is Modern Warfare 2, maybe. And, like, Batman reviewed pretty well, but not as well as this is going to review, I think. So, I'd say that's fair.
Do you think
we'll go with that.
Do you think maybe a Brutal Legend has a chance?
It'll also review very well, but I don't think anything's going to chop Uncharted 2.
Yeah, it just seems like the time is right for Uncharted 2. Like, Uncharted 1 got good reviews, but it seems like kind of now, like, in the past 2 years, it kind of gained a pretty big following now.
Well, once people finally started buying PS3s,
got that. Rock, what about you?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that Modern Warfare 2 is going to take it because Infinity Ward, they're like the critical darlings of shooter developers out there, aside from Bungie. I think that, I don't know why I got to bring this up, but I think that ODST is not going to review very well. I think it'll probably go in the
high. Yeah, I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to rate probably in the high Bs because it just doesn't seem to be. Microsoft doesn't seem to be as excited about pushing this one as they were for Halo 3.
I think there's still the problem that at one point Bungie said it wasn't going to be a full price game, and it is.
Yeah.
For me, there's a lot of confusion on what it is. Is it a standalone expansion pack? If it's not, then why is it Halo 3 ODST? I just don't get it.
Well, what happened is they actually did publish the story.
Yeah, I read this, but go ahead, explain it.
Well, basically, there was going to be that Peter Jackson Halo thing.
Mm-hmm.
And after that fell through, you know, they had this team. And so, you know, they decided to start doing ODST. And then, as the project went on and it was apparent that this Peter Jackson thing was going to happen, it just kind of kept escalating and escalating. I mean, really, I just saw Nicholas Pleo, better known as, I think, just butchered his last name. He's B.A. Penguin over at Co-Optimus. He used to be on Evil Avatar. And he got an early copy. He said going through the campaign on Heroic took over 8 hours, which, I mean, that's about
good.
As long as Halo 3 was.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And he seemed to really like it. He said, like, the audio logs in this game, which is now, like, the new, like, lens flare of 2009, are actually really good.
Cool.
And then, you know, in addition to that 8-hour campaign, you're getting Halo 3 multiplayer with every map pack that's been released. So, really, I don't think it's that bad a deal for $60.
Well, that's going to make George happy, and...
I feel like you're right. They killed the perception of it with that first announcement. I think if they never would have said that, but if they would have said, this is a new Halo campaign, it's 8.5 hours of single player, it's all this multiplayer, so, you know, $60, people would have been a little more receptive to it if they didn't first say it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Maybe if it was just Halo ODST and not Halo 3 ODST, I don't know.
I think Modern Warfare 2 is going to take it. I think that close runner-up is probably going to be Left 4 Dead 2.
Everyone really seems to like that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, good, more Left 4 Dead. Like, I thought I was fine with that, and apparently it's much more than that, so...
I don't know. I don't know if we're going to see Left 4 Dead 2 being that high. I will agree that I think it's going to be between Uncharted 2 and Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, next one. Well, this is kind of the same thing, but you believe that Modern Warfare 2 will be the best-selling game of the fall. Start with Rock this time.
Well, I got to tell you, I really wasn't looking... I wasn't following Modern Warfare 2 very closely. I loved Call of Duty 4. I still attest that it's my favorite first-person shooter. Even above Half-Life. I mean, I played the shit out of Call of Duty 4. But when they... when the news started trickling out about the console and, you know, all the hype started to build, I got kind of fired up about it again. So I went and I checked out some videos, and it looks really sweet. And I think that I think that it probably will be. It'll take a lot of. I don't think there's going to be any kind of backlash against this game like there will be, I think, with Left 4 Dead 2. Because Left 4 Dead 2, I mean, the first one just came out last year, and so a lot of people were kind of, you know, bothered about it. But I think Modern Warfare 2 is going to be great, because it's one of those games that appeals to people that aren't just gamers. And, you know, I think that it's Call of Duty is turning into one of those series like Halo or Madden, where a lot of non-gamers or people who just like shooters, they just pretty much pick up their copy and they're going to play it indefinitely. So I see that they've added some things that Halo 3 had, or actually that Halo's had for the longest time, like sticky grenades and things like that. So I don't know, I'm pretty stoked about it. I think it's going to do really well.
What about you,
AJ? I mean, what it always comes down to, too, and this is the great advantage that this game has, is, you know, the other big shooters coming out this year will say that it's ODST and Uncharted. ODST is a 360 exclusive, Uncharted is a PS3 exclusive. This is coming out on 360, PS3, and PC. By install base alone, and of course it's going to sell a lot. And, I mean, deservedly so. The Modern Warfare games, especially the Infinity Ward ones, Call of Duty, I mean, they're really good. They deserve the sales they get. They're fantastically fun games. And, I mean...
Yeah, I don't even hold the Activision thing against them. To me, The Infinity Ward, the developers of all the houses within Activision, they're the ones who are trying to get their name out, like Bungie does, the most, to where they're almost trying to kind of separate themselves from Activision as much as they can.
Well, because I always say Infinity Ward and to an extent Blizzard in the whole Activision merger thing, whatever, they have the advantage of being known pre-merger.
Mm-hmm.
Where a lot of these studios, I mean, people kind of knew who Neversoft were and things like that, but I mean, you almost get the feeling like Neversoft is like the company tool guy,
yeah,
who toes the line, and like Infinity Ward are the guys who, like, I don't know, like if you ever saw Private Parts with Howard Stern, they're like the Howard Stern, and Activision is that radio station manager from the movie.
Yeah.
Like, they're the boss, but everyone likes Infinity Ward better, and they have a better voice anyway, so they're allowed to get away with stuff.
Sure.
I mean, did you see what they did at their, they were showing off some of the multiplayer stuff in an event this week, where they unveiled the console. And they had, like, some custom classes on the screen, and the classes were, like, fear, paranoia, and, like, no fun or something like that.
Nice.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're taking digs at Kodak himself, and they can get away with
and
it.
See, that's one of the things that I love the most about Call of Duty 4, was that you could tweak your character to your own play style. So if you're, mm-hmm. if you're like a close quarters, kind of rapid fire, you know, machine gun kind of guy, you could get all these perks to you know, boost up your strengths and kind of, you know, downplay your weaknesses. And I think with a new game, they're going to accentuate that even further. And I don't know, I'm really stoked about it. You know what? The one thing that I do want to say is that Modern Warfare 2, the graphics don't look as appealing to me. They look a little too shiny or a little too clean from the videos that I've seen so far. And I really like the grittier look of Call of Duty 4. So I'll have to see how the graphics kind of settle with me later on, but I wonder if people are going to comment about that.
All right, let's get to the next one. AJ, we'll start with you. The next Wii price drop will be the last one for at least 2 years.
Well, by the rumors, a lot of people are saying in 2 years we're going to have the Wii HD.
Oh, were saying that as soon as the Wii came out.
No, I mean, people have been saying for a year that that's coming in 2011.
No.
What?
I mean, it's not like people are saying it's coming next month.
No. Okay. The Wii HD. Is that really the direction you're going to take this?
Well, yeah. Because, I mean, it's not unheard of. It's worked well for Nintendo with the DS.
Yeah, we've been hearing it for a while.
No, yeah. Like I said, ever since we've been hearing it, it's always been 2011. It's never been anything that didn't happen.
I've never heard that. I remember
John Davidson had, like, a huge story about this and what they play, like, a year ago.
I remember before the Wii came out. Luke Smith was going on and on about how there'll be a Wii HD in less than 2 years after its release.
Well, that was just him speculating. John's article came from research and insider
knowledge and things like that. This is like this is not someone just pontificating. He actually did research.
Why does the Wii need HD?
It doesn't, but this is what I'm saying. Look at what happens with the DS. They had the DS, it sells a lot. They release the DS Lite, and it gets a huge sales spike. Then they release the DSi, and a huge sales spike. Look at the DS sales in the last 2 months. They've been massive.
But
absolutely massive. You don't think
that's
in 2 years?
But this is the same argument that Luke Smith used back in 2006. It didn't work then.
What do you mean it didn't work? I'm telling you, Mike, don't listen to Luke Smith. I'm telling you about this thing that that John Davison did. It has always said 2011's the year. That is 2 years from now. That's been the story for the last year. And you're asking me if in two years there's going to be a price drop. I'm saying no. I think in 2 years, the regular Wii is going to go down until it's out of the channel, and they're going to have this Wii HD. And what's going to happen is suckers like us, who don't even play their Wiis that much, are going to go buy a goddamn Wii HD for $250, just like we all went out and bought a DS Lite after we had a DS Fat, and just like we got a DSi after we had a DS Lite. This is what they do now.
That's what they've always done with their portable systems, never with their...
Yeah, and they're finally saying, wait a minute, we can do this with our console. I mean, part of the problem, you couldn't do that with the consoles when they were $300, $400 machines. But the Wii's not that expensive. They can afford to do this.
This is exactly what Sony's doing right now with the PS3 Slim. That's more of a damage control thing to me.
Well, it is for Sony, absolutely. But I'm saying it's not for Nintendo. They're taking the lessons they learned in the handheld market and taking it to the console space.
I'm with you, AJ. I'm with you on this
Thank
one.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, I mean, it's not like I'm not trying to, you know, hop into a big grudge match. Yeah, but no, I think that I don't remember the conversation, but it was probably on Listen Up or something like that. But they were talking about how iterations are going to be the big thing now. It's not going to be, you know, I don't think there's going to be a PlayStation 4. I just think there's going to be all these different versions of a PlayStation 3, you know, at least for the next, I'd say, 5 or 6 years. I really think this console generation is going to last for quite a while, especially as the economy stays in the toilet. Because they're going to be trying to play it safe, and the game development business is an expensive one to be in. So I think that if there's probably going to be a larger focus on smaller games, you know, games that are less expensive to produce, and for smaller games, you don't need a big honking, super powerful system. I definitely think that Wii HD is going to come out in 2 years, because that's going to be the point where there's going to be the saturation, where a lot of people are not going to have the analog interlaced TVs anymore. Everybody's going to have at least a progressive or like a flat screen. I'm not saying everybody, but anyone who's going to buy a video game console is probably going to have that. And that would be the perfect time for Nintendo to roll out, oh, hey, here's another Wii. It's high definition, and we'll throw in some kind of like memory card slot or some kind of small flash hard drive, and they'll probably make a more robust Wii channel. But Nintendo, as much as we fault them for making something that we don't really like, or a lot of us really don't like, or we get kind of grumpy about it, they are really playing their cards well. And they are answering the market that's out there, not the future market like Microsoft and Sony's trying to do. So, yeah, I totally see an HD coming up in 2 years.
All right. I will respectfully disagree, at least that we're going to see it in 2 years. Maybe someday. All right. Next question, start with Rock. The PS3 will never catch up to the 360 in lifetime sales.
Yes, I agree. I think that Sony has lost quite a bit of ground with its fanboys, you know. I think that Microsoft just... I said this a lot. I just think that they want the market more than Sony does. And I think that even though Microsoft is a ginormous company, they're really good about keeping the Xbox division separate and nurturing it, as opposed to the Sony. Because Sony, and I've talked about this before and you guys show that Sony is such a every division for itself kind of thing. Everybody's kind of clawing for the notice of the few executives that run Sony, you know, worldwide or whatever. I just think that Microsoft has, they have a better grasp on the development community. They have a better grasp on the enthusiast crowd. They have the ability to take a lot more of a focus on casual games. I think the P- PS3 has pretty much established itself as the high-end niche console, even though that it's the same price as the Microsoft console is now. The 360 has just done the best they've... I think that when it comes to a console going out of the gate and really building up as much momentum as possible, being the first ones out of the gate, I think that they've done probably the best job that I've ever seen a console do. And as much as I know people are going to argue with me and say the Red Ring of Death thing totally took a hit. Yeah, I agree. But fortunately, they went through that problem when people they got pissed. I got pissed. I'm on my third 360 right now. But I've forgotten about it, and now all I know is that Call of Duty, or Modern Warfare 2 is coming out, and I'm trying to decide whether I want to go PS3 or 360. I'm going to go 360 because most of my friends are going to be playing the shooter on 360 online, and I've got the headset already. It's just like Beige talks about. So my mind is already starting to kind of that groove is already hit where I'm just going to be gravitating to that, especially if it's anything that's online based. I think that what Sony's doing with the PSN is fantastic with all these the Pixel Junk series and some of their exclusives that they have for that. I think it's great, but I don't see the PS3 making any ground. And also another thing too that just kind of dawned on me, I think they're really going to get hurt with the whole Blu-ray thing, because Blu-rays are still freaking $30 at retail. Mm-hmm. You got to look for sales. I have to look for sales to justify buying any, but even when the sale hits, I sit there and go, well, am I really going to watch this more than once? Because if I'm not, I'm not going to buy it. I'll just get it through Netflix. And if I get the Jones to do it again, to watch the movie again, I'll just throw it back in the queue. So I think that the Blu-ray is not the selling point that they thought it was going to be. And I don't think it's going to hurt them to have the Blu-ray in there, but I don't think it's going to be important for the consumers anymore. Because I know a lot of consumers, they're watching their money, right? If you go to Best Buy on any given day, do you know how many DVDs they sell now for under $10? Like really well-known movies? And I'm sure a lot of people, if they're still stocking up on their movies, they're just going to buy the DVD versions. And they don't really care that much for the Blu-ray. So it's not going to be appealing to the masses. That's what I'm trying to say.
What do you think, AJ?
I pretty much agree with everything Rock said. You were pretty comprehensive. I'll say the only way I ever see the PS3 overtaking the 360 in sales is if we kind of like when the next generation comes, if Microsoft does what they did, where they say, okay, you know what, 360 had a great run, we're moving on to our new thing, here it is, you know, everybody upgrade please, and we'll say okay. Whereas Sony will introduce the PS4, but they're going to hang on to the PS3 until their precious 10-year life cycle's done. Literally, probably just to finally say, like, 3 years later, oh, the PS3 just surpassed the 360 in lifetime sales, and it is now the best console of that generation. And meanwhile, Microsoft's going to be there like, yeah, but we're beating the PS4 right now.
You know what I just realized?
Hmm.
This November, the 360 is going to be as old as the original Xbox was when the 360 came out.
Oh, yeah, wow. I know. Isn't that crazy?
No, it's crazy.
Yeah, because the original Xbox was only around for 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if it's because...
No wonder its software library seems so forgettable.
Yeah.
Didn't have a lot of time to develop. That's all.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because I'm just getting older, and it, by the way, it's true. When you get older, time does fly by faster. But it's to me, it still feels like the current console generation is still pretty fresh. It's still pretty new, you know? I don't feel like... Oh, you know, 4 years, 5 years coming around. I mean, the fact that PS3 brought out a Slim, it's like, wow, already? I mean, but if you look at the statistics, I mean, yeah, it's kind of on course. Maybe it's a year earlier than in the past, but I just see so much more potential. Because I think probably because I'm having so much more fun with the smaller games on the current generation consoles than I am with the bigger ones. Because I don't know about you guys, but I'm cheap, and I like games that are like $20 or less. And I will buy those way quicker than a $60 game, even though the $60 game, more than likely, I'm going to play longer. But I get my fix of $60 games through Gamefly. And so, anyway, I'm just rambling there. But,
yeah.
All right. I think we can move on.
All right.
But I agree. All right. This is to AJ, last one.
Okay.
We're already hearing that a sequel for Street Fighter 4 may be coming. Do you think it's too early for Street Fighter 5?
I read the headline. I didn't read the full story for this, now I think about it. But my guess is it's going to be like a Street Fighter 4 Championship Edition.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
assuming.
They're going to add in like DJ and T-Hawk and maybe a brand new original character. And maybe it'll even be as a downloadable thing for $30, but there's no way they're going to do Street Fighter 5 so soon.
If they did Street Fighter 5 soon, would you think it'd be a mistake?
Yeah, I mean, Street Fighter 4 did well, but it's not like it was like so big, like, shit, we got to get another one of these out, and everyone's going to buy that one, too. Like,
I wonder what the... Okay, because you know Street Fighter 2 was this huge thing, and everybody went to play it at the arcades, and then they kind of continued in, like, basements and garages and stuff like that. I wonder if Street Fighter 4 has been able to maintain that longevity for the people that are into, like, really into fighting games where that's their thing and they buy the tournament level style sticks and things like that. I kind of wonder because, I mean, I don't hear anybody chattering about it on any of the sites. You know, none of my friends play it at all anymore. And I'm the very small sliver of the enthusiast market, right? So I don't know, but I mean, how did it do in sales? Did they sell the bulk of their copies early on?
I think it did pretty well. I'm sure it did better than like Street Fighter 3.
Well, you know what I think is honestly a big problem for fighting games in the modern generation is, you know, we played these things before. We all played them, you know, sitting on our couch with our friends where we were all pretty much the same skill level.
Yeah.
But now, like, when you're going, you're playing these things online, and you're playing some jackass who does nothing but play this game, and he kicks your ass, it discourages you from playing. That's part of why I really don't play Street Fighter 4 as much anymore. Because unless, like, I'm going to have some people over who I know I'm going to play with, which doesn't happen that often anymore... Like, I don't go online. I just get my ass handed to me. It's not fun.
I'm sort of in an uncomfortable place where I'm too good to play with my friends, but I'm not good enough to play with the strangers online.
Yeah, that's also a problem for me sometimes, too.
Yeah, and I think that that fighting games are a lot like the shooter, or like the shmups, right, where they're a product of their time. You know, in arcades it made sense because that's where people culminated to play video games, more than likely, because that was still where all the best graphics were, that was still where you had the more kinetic experience of getting behind a console or a steering wheel, or excuse me, getting behind a joystick or a steering wheel and, you know, playing with all these strangers or whatnot. There was more of a kind of community-minded, like a literal physical community, not an internet community, you know? And I think with those style of games, I just don't think that they've aged that well. I don't think that they fit into the video game era that we're in right now.
I'm still a fan of the genre, and I think they still have a place and they still have their fans, but it's not going to have the overall appeal of, say, like the first-person shooting genre.
Right.
Right. I think it's okay to a degree.
Yeah, I'm amazed at how long the first-person shooter genre has stayed popular.
Yeah, it's not even running out of steam yet.
I know.
Well, and part of the advantage is, I mean, same thing in Halo 3. If I go online right now, I'll get my ass kicked. But I can at least play in, like, a team game where at least my team might be good, and I will have one or two really great moments. It's kind of like golf for me. Like, I'm not a good golfer, but if I get two or three good shots off in a game with golf, I feel pretty good about it. Mm-hmm. Same thing in Halo. But, like, if I get off a really good punch in Street Fighter, I really don't care.
Really good punch.
Right.
That was one good hit.
Yeah. Oh, like, you know, but yeah, I mean, it happens. You pull off, like, a cool counter, or you hit a good combo, and you're like, oh, it's sweet. But when you keep losing the matches, it doesn't help as much, you know?
Yeah.
All right, I think we're done with Let's Go Topical.
We are?
We got one more?
No.
Isn't there a lightning round? Oh, no,
that's either or. There's no lightning round.
Damn it, I've mixed them up. No. I thought you were trying to set me up. I was going to go with it. I was like, oh, fuck.
No, now everyone's just disappointed and unsatisfied. I hope you're happy.
Shit.
Bring back Kanye.
No, thanks.
I'm going to let you move on to the next segment.
Thank you, Kanye.
That last week was the best episode ever. Can we name this episode, I'm going to let you finish?
Sure. Yeah, glad you like that.
go. Just go. No.
What are we doing now? Go on without me.
Go. Wait, I'm ready.
Okay.
I want to go first for our week in gaming.
All right, go ahead.
I played Scribblenauts.
Me too. When did you get it?
I got it like the day it came out. I tried texting you. My phone wasn't working. Well, it was tough because I was there and I was like, Mario and Luigi 3 or Scribblenauts. And there weren't actually any reviews of Scribblenauts on like the day it came out, so I couldn't really go on that. But I assumed that the press was going to love the game because, you know, they've been harping on it anyways. And that I think that before I talk about the quality of the game, it is really getting hit pretty hard in reviews for its control scheme.
Well, it is a problem.
It is. I will say this though.
It doesn't matter.
I agree that it's a problem to a degree. But I'm a little confused why this problem was never brought up in, like, the 50 million glowing previews for the game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that we only heard about this now. No one ever talked before about how the game was actually controlled. But
I didn't know that it was entirely touchscreen-based for moving, too, and that the D-pad did the camera.
Well,
I wish you could switch it.
No, see, but I kind of understand why they want that, because I wouldn't be happy if I had to switch back and forth all the time.
Yeah.
I hate that. I get it to a degree. But the problem is, it's just a little touchy. And a lot of times you're trying to touch on something, and then you end up moving Maxwell, because he'll just go wherever you point, and then you'll fall into a lava pit. And, like, sometimes you'll jump when you don't want him to, or he'll hit a spike or something. But there's just so much fun in just typing anything you want and doing.
This game is, I said I was a little bummed, though. Like, I kind of broke it right away. I think I overthought it too much. And so, like, everyone's talking about, like, oh, I've been playing this game for hours, and it's gotten every word. And I'm like, oh, sweet. And I open it up, and, like, the third thing I tried didn't work. And I was like, oh, fuck.
What was the third? What?
There was the level you had to get the flowers away from, like, there was a bee and a piranha. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna create a beekeeper suit for my guy. And it made it just, like, a regular suit.
Right. A lot of
which
times.
Which is one problem that game has is
adjectives.
Sometimes adjectives work, and sometimes they don't. And I wish when the adjective wasn't going to work, it would tell you. Because, like, the example I've seen is, like, you can do robot shark and you just get a shark. But if you do robot zombie, you'll get a robot zombie.
Really?
And if you do regular zombie, you'll get a regular zombie. So I wish, like, it would, make that distinction when you're trying stuff.
Yeah, but, I mean, still, there's a lot you can do. And, I mean, I just had fun, like, showing my parents and telling them to give me words. Like, my mom said Santa, so I wrote in Santa, and Santa Claus showed up. So then I gave him a flying reindeer and a sled, and I tied the flying reindeer to the sled, and, you know, just neat things like that. And I think there's two different, levels. There's the puzzle levels and the action levels. I think the puzzle levels, where you just, those are a little bit more satisfying.
It always
allows you to be more creative in what you have to give people. You kind of, early on, you kind of discover certain words, though, that you're always going to be tempted to use a lot.
Jetpack and rope pretty much solves everything.
Jetpack, rope, God. Because God, like, if you need someone to just fight a bad guy, God will always work out.
I saw him lose to Cthulhu.
He lost to, he lost to some big thing for some reason. I forget what it was, some dragon or something.
Are there any trademark characters in there?
No. They're, it'll tell you in the beginning. You can't do anything trademarks, alcohol-related, or profane.
Well, you can, work around. Like, if you put in archaeologist, it's Indiana Jones.
Yeah, you could put in laser sword and get a lightsaber. If you type Rickroll, you get Rick Ashley.
No kidding. Well, what if you what if you misspell something? Does it correct it for you, or does it ask you?
It'll say, like, did you mean, and it'll give you, like, a list.
A lot of times it's when you find some really nice words, because you'll mistype something. So it'll be like, did you mean time machine? I'll be like, maybe I did.
Yeah, like, I tried to do lolcat and it didn't work, but there was longcat is in there.
Keyboard
and
lolcat.
What?
Yeah, lolcat is just a giant head.
That's funny. It's on the way from Gamefly for me. I'll probably get it today. That's on the way, and Batman's on the way. So
it's just stupidly good fun. Like Mike said, like, I was showing it to, you know, people I work with and professors at school and stuff, and, like, everyone's amazed by it. Like, when you go out there, like my one professor was like, because he was in a bad mood that day, and I was like, hey, give me a word. And he's like, baseball bat. I was like, no, I know that works. And he's like, what else can I hit you with? Tire iron. I was like, okay. But I typed tire iron, and a tire iron showed up. And he was like, whoa, wait a second.
Nice. that's cool.
I mean, it's definitely worth the price of admission.
Yeah, I mean, like people said, think of it more like a toy and less of a game. It's just something fun to dick around.
Yeah.
The game in there is not bad.
No. And I like the way someone put it. It's like having a holodeck in your pocket.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I mean, I have no doubt that Scribblenauts 2 will be better, but I'm pretty impressed. I guess the problem is just that from the press especially, you've been hearing so much about this game.
Yeah, I feel like the press may have done this game more harm than good. I feel like it'll sell well, but people are going to get it and not... It's not the be-all, end-all like they
it's
were making
the game
it sound
of the year,
like.
Right.
No.
Like, at E3, it was like, some people were like, game of show. And I was like, well, let's hold on a second.
Yeah.
But, and I will say, I also get annoyed. Some reviews are like, well, so many people have been hyping this game up. It's, and you know, well, I'm like, you guys hyped it up. You're the
Yeah,
press.
It was just like people you work with, so maybe you should go yell at them.
We weren't at E3, you know?
Yeah.
But, no, it's a lot of fun. Besides that, I got my Death Knight to level 80 in WoW.
Woo!
So I'm max level.
Did you so do you feel like you've solved World of Warcraft?
I solved World of Warcraft.
Let me ask you this question. So now that you've done it, are you still playing?
I am, actually. I'm doing a lot of Battlegrounds right now.
Oh, by the way, your Nerd Rage story on Bitmob is hilarious. Everyone should go read it.
Yeah.
It's fucking funny as hell.
Thank you. I enjoyed that one. That was a good story, though. I was just so mad. Just
maybe that was a bit much.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was great.
I
want
to tell it just literally a short version real quick.
No, let him go read the article.
All right, go read the article. Go to givemikeajob.wordpress.com or on Bitmob.
Yeah, send some traffic your way.
Yeah, give me, you know, all sorts of stuff. But no, but I am having fun doing the Battlegrounds. And, you know, I get honor and I'm buying. There's like one good plate armor set I'm trying to buy. I just bought the chest piece yesterday after, you know, 2.5 days of honor grinding. So hopefully I'll get the full set soon. I'm still like, I'm not sure if I want to do raids. First off, like, I would need to get people from my guild to like help me do some of like the lower tier raids first so I can start building up. Good gear, excuse me. Because, like, if I get all this PvP gear, apparently, like, that won't be good for raid/PvE gear. And, like, I don't even know why. I don't know why, like, this one gear's good and the other gear's bad. Like, there's just, like, so much I don't really understand yet. It's like I'm level 80, but I don't feel like I'm that good.
Yeah.
Like, I'll still, you know, I'm getting better. Like, when I first got level 80, I'm just like, I'm going to do Battlegrounds, and I have the gear I got from completing quests. Like, I was just, you know, I would never win a fight. Like, now I can sometimes. But even still, you know, it's just like some people that just have better gear than you. That's what it comes down to now. And then, you know, once the next expansion comes out, no matter how good your gear is, you know, it's you throw it out the window.
Yeah.
Apparently today is, they're celebrating Talk Like a Pirate Day in World of Warcraft, so I have to go do that one quest and get an achievement.
Oh, shit, I didn't mention that. If the show gets up in time, you listen to it. Tales of Monkey Island Chapter 1 is free today.
Yeah, that's sweet. I think Secret of Monkey Island is half off on Steam also.
Half off on Steam and iPhone.
Nice. I downloaded the free episode today, so.
Good.
I'm taking advantage.
Hey, do you even beat episode 2 yet?
No, I really I could do that today.
No, you're playing Uncharted.
I did that on purpose.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That was totally a legitimate freak out.
I know.
No, you beat Uncharted because I really do want to play it again.
Okay.
I'm at the point where I'm like, I should probably stop myself from playing Warcraft. But I don't know. This is what happens when I don't have anything else to do.
Yeah, just going Warcraft kicks.
Yeah, because, you know, it's like, oh, I can do this, and I'll get this, and I feel nice, you know. I think that's it. I mean, I've still been playing Dissidia. Oh, we actually did just get Mario & Luigi 3. Me and Chris split the price for it. So hopefully I'll be playing that very soon. Because supposedly that game's amazing.
Yeah, I've heard very good things.
Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead, AJ.
Okay, I mean, Scribblenauts was a big one for me this week. I guess we could talk a little more about Beatles Rock Band, because so last Saturday I had a bunch of friends over, and so like this is my first chance to get to do the multiplayer. The problem was by the time we got to the game, everyone was pretty drunk, so, you know, there wasn't a lot of great harmonic singing going on. But it was still a lot of fun until the police came and told us to stop.
Yeah,
and
nice
I almost
job.
Got evicted from my
game
apartment.
Nice work. That's how you do it, man.
Apartment.
Yeah. But the next day, I went back home, and you know, Chris invited a bunch of people over to my parents' house, and so we had another Beatles Rock Band party there. And, you know, like, just even when it was just the three of us, we were doing, like, three-part harmonies on Sgt. Pepper's, and when you get people who can pull off the harmonies, and you know, everyone's doing it, it's all working, my God, is that just an incredible experience.
Well, so you guys,
there's nothing else like it.
I'm glad I had a headache for, like, some part of that Beatles party. So I just hid in the basement and watched wrestling for a while. Then I came up and you guys still played for like 2 hours. I couldn't have played as long as you guys did.
We had a blast with it. It was, oh God, it's so fun.
Oh, that's good. You do anything else? That's not an iPhone game?
No, I didn't get an iPhone game this week.
Oh, praise the gods.
Did I? I don't think
I did. Think about it much.
I did get a GPS app, the Navigon Mobile Navigator, and I'll just say that it's amazing.
Okay.
All right, Rock, what do you got?
I don't have very much, guys, so sorry to disappoint you. All of my games that you guys have talked about for the last 2 weeks are literally en route. I have Scribblenauts and Batman Arkham Asylum on the way, and I'm really looking forward to Arkham Asylum because I since last time we talked about it, I played through the demo all the way, and it's really cool. I'm really in the mood for a game like that.
I'm
going to get it for the PS3.
Yeah.
And I also finally played through, which is stupid because it only took me 15 minutes to do it, but I played through the Killzone 2 demo. And when it first came out, I was already suffering first-person shooter fatigue because I had just came off of a huge Call of Duty 4 binge and just wasn't really in the mood to start anything else. So I haven't played first-person shooters in forever, so I broke it out, and I really dig it. I feel like the control's a little loose when it comes to the targeting, but you know, it may just be me. I don't know. But
That was a big deal when the game first came out. They patched it to improve it, but it's still, something's just a little off about it.
Okay. Well, are people still playing it online?
I think so. Not like huge numbers.
I'm sure you can find a match.
The problem with it is, I didn't even realize this before the game came out, but it has, like, as you level up, you unlock classes.
Yeah.
To where it's almost like Team Fortress 2.
Uh-huh.
And the way these classes break down, and when you're, like, lower level and you don't have the good equipment, you can't do anything.
Oh.
It wasn't so bad when the game first came out, because it takes a while to level up in that game.
Yeah, and see, there's no way that I'm going to have the time to hop onto a clan or anything like that. And
yeah,
forget
I did make a Squadron of Shame clan if you just want to join and get some clan tags.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I thought that it'd be kind of one of those games that I would pick up if it hit the greatest hits, you know. But I'd probably play it more online than off, and I don't want to hop into an already established community and just get stomped. So
yeah, I want to finish that game, but I played like three quarters of it on Mike's PS3. And then when I went, because it was like a holiday when it came out, and I was home. And then when I went to go back, I was going to like copy the save file to a USB drive, and this game locks the save file to the console you played it on.
Hmm.
And I've just really never played it on his PS3 since.
Yeah.
Which is really annoying. I do want to finish it. I was so far in it.
Okay. Well, yeah, but I tried that, and then finally I just hopped back into Rock Band because my son's been grounded from games for a while, and so we were going to let him play Rock Band with us as for drum practice because I'm trying to get him back. He took drum lessons last year in school, but the music program's been cut and the music teacher retired, so so he's not taking lessons right now, so I'm trying to find a way to infuse kind of the drum itch back into him. And we're going to let him play because he's going to get off of grounding next weekend, which is his birthday weekend, and so so he's going to binge on ODST. I know he is, but so we started playing last night, and we were playing Smooth Criminal, which my son is on a huge, like, Michael Jack... No, no, I take it back. He's on a big Weird Al Yankovic kick right now. He loves Eat It, and, you know, he'll listen to Eat It and just scream the lyrics over and over. It's cute as a button.
Yes.
But he...
Excellent.
But he loves... The only Michael Jackson song that he likes is Smooth Criminal, and I bought it, the Alien Ant Farm version. And so we were starting to play that last night, and the drums were really hard on that game. And he's got an ego built up with his Rock Band drumming skills, because I was like, Alex, you're going to probably want to play this on medium until you get your chops back. He's like, no, I'm doing hard. I'm like, all right. So he starts it on hard, and he's kind of getting his butt kicked on the drums, and all of a sudden, the kick pedal broke on him.
Oh no!
And he was like, he was so brokenhearted. He started crying, and I'm like, "You're not in trouble, dude. We've had this thing for like 2 years. I'm surprised it's lasted this long, you know." And but do they sell those things separately? Could I like go to?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm gonna go pick one up for him.
You can get it replaced, I'm sure, because that's a problem. Those things always break.
Yeah. Well, I think it was a Rock Band 1 kit?
Yes.
Yeah, I think, well, I mean, it might be out of warranty. They make them with metal now, so that doesn't happen.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like the Rock Band 2 ones are all metal.
Well, did you guys hear that?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Sorry, wait, that was a mistake. Okay, good.
That was a mistake.
I heard there's like a scratch. Apparently, just got the news at Rock Rata. Just died. I don't know if you guys know that he was a part of the Executioners. He's a DJ.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, so anybody listen?
You went
Rock
out for a second.
Rock Rata. He's my namesake. No, I'm just kidding. He's a pretty well known DJ in the turntablist.
Didn't that
world.
Other DJ just die not too long ago?
Yeah.
Who?
Was it the? Oh,
DJ AM? Yeah, he's a celebrity DJ. He doesn't count. This guy's a turntablist. He's like a real pro.
He's a real pro. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. So anyway, so Rock Band, that's I just been playing, and I'm looking forward to playing Beatles Rock Band. Haven't got it yet, but I found out that my buddy who's been like really kind of inspiring me to try the Beatles music and to play the game with him, I found out that he got the PS3 version. And I'm like, "Dude, I got all my instruments on the 360 version." He's like, "Oh, well." Bummer. So, thanks a lot, buddy. So, but anyway. But that's all I've been playing.
Here.
Yeah.
I do want to add that I went to... I've got a couple free rentals, so I went to Hollywood Video. I was like, I'm going to get Miramusa or Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Oh, yeah.
Because, of course, my younger brother, he pre-ordered Marvel Ultimate Alliance. He has, like, $15 on it, and now he has cold feet. He doesn't want to buy it anymore. And I can't afford the dumb thing. So
it's beginning, like, it's got the reviews I've been expecting, well, like B's and stuff.
Yeah, it's not like Marvel Ultimate Alliance was a critical darling either. I mean, you know, it's not, this isn't Diablo, it's Marvel Ultimate Alliance, let's not get crazy.
Right.
But, you know, it's superheroes are beating people up, it's fun. It sounds like something's been dumbed down a little bit, but which is okay. I was very surprised that Marvel Ultimate Alliance 1 was as deep and as long as it was, really.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I wanted to play it, but... They were out of it on the 360. They didn't have it at all on the PS3.
Boy, he pre-ordered it.
Well, yeah, but he didn't want to buy it anymore, so I wanted to rent it, at least.
Ah,
of course, we were there, and they recognized him. Like, hey, we have your Marvel Ultimate Alliance. He's like, oh, okay, well, I'll be back next week when I have my paycheck. I don't think he's even going to get it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope he does. But so, yeah, they didn't have it at all for PS3, and they had one for the Wii, and I'm like, I don't want the Wii version of Marvel Ultimate Alliance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, but
you know, it's funny. Just kind of a quick little aside here. I was talking to this guy. He's a doctor, and he does not have a gaming household at all. But he's a huge Beatles fan, and he wanted to buy Beatles Rock Band. And he asked me like which system to get it on. And he was gonna go the Wii route, but I told him. I basically said I gave him the breakdown of all the consoles, and I said so. Keep this in mind, if you get it for the Wii, it's going to look like crap on a flat screen TV, but if you have one, I would suggest 360 or the PS3. He goes, all right, sold, I'm getting the 360 version. I'm like, oh, cool. But anyway, we were talking.
Doctor, yeah.
He can afford it. Yeah, but we were talking about, we were doing the stereo versus mono debate. For the Beatles
what
remasters.
What is the debate on this? I don't
get
it.
Well, I guess originally it was mono, and the stereo is, you know, it's not original.
Can't you just, like, turn on your sound system to be mono?
Well, it's not the same. There's something to the mix. I mean, you know, just it's music snobs and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I guess all of the albums up until Revolver were mastered in mono originally, and a couple of the albums before Revolver, like Sgt. Pepper and whatnot, they had stereo versions, but they were kind of done after the fact.
Sgt. Pepper was after Revolver, sir.
Was it? Well,
yes.
But I think it was recorded in mono, and then the stereo version was apparently not as
okay.
good. So anyway, well, I don't know the Beatles history, but anyway, I don't know what the hell I was why I brought that up even. Oh, you're talking about the Wii version. Yeah. Forget
the Wii
version.
I didn't want the Wii version of Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I didn't do it. I was like, I'm not running that. I'll wait. But, yeah, then they... Of course, they just didn't have Miramusa at all. I'm like, oh, that's nice. I don't want to... I don't know if I want to buy Miramusa. I was kind of hoping I would just be able to rent it and kind of play it in 5 days.
Right.
Because Miramusa, it basically looks like Onisphere kind of dumbed down a little bit, which might be nice.
It's a little more of an action game.
Right, because Onisphere was great, but, I mean, it was pretty intense.
Yeah.
There was a lot to that game. So, and it got hard at the end. So, those are two games I would like to play, but cannot.
All right.
Okay. I guess that brings us to the end. And yep, let's the end, the love you make. Okay, that's enough of that.
Let's take.
Another fabulous take. Episode of Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Wait, we're not done yet. We still have to do all the release.
Oh, release. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
What are you guys talking about?
I forgot. You should cut me off much earlier then.
Well, I just want to see what you're going to sing.
Oh, well, just do it then.
It's nothing too exciting. Actually, there's a few okay things. Let's go.
All right, hurry up.
We Wear, Texas Hold'em Poker. Speedball Revolution and Mart Racer, not Kart Racer, Mart Racer.
I got breaking news. Apparently, BioShock 2 has been dated.
Oh yeah, February 9th?
Yeah. Well, how did you hear this?
I did hear that. I forgot to write it down.
No, I didn't know this happened.
Really scared. Really scared about this one.
Yeah, we'll see.
And really? The thing is, it's funny. It's being developed in my backyard, 2K Novato. That they're like 30 minutes away from me.
Are you into that whole what's being made by too many people thing?
No, I think that Ken Levine is a really great, like, head of development. You know, I think that he's really great about having a vision. Right. I think that he's great about, you know, getting a team together and having the vision, see it from beginning to end. And just... I don't know. It's just like one of those things that I thought that the game was fine just the way it was. I really didn't need things to be expanded upon. I kind of like all the backstory and everything to just kind of stay there and to kind of gestate in your brain for a little while. So, I don't know. I just...
Well, yeah. It's not... I'm glad it's not a prequel, though. As long as it's a sequel. I'm still pretty hopeful. I'm excited.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that, you know, here's a really big AAA game coming out in February. I like that.
Yeah, that's true. Alright, let's see, where was I? DSi, Art Academy, First Semester, Oscar in Toyland, and Virtual Console, Crash and the Boys, for the NES, I don't know what that is. 360 has some good stuff. We have Bubble Bobble Neo, which I actually need to check out. It's an HD remake of the original Bubble Bobble with 4-player online multiplayer.
That came out on 360, also.
It, what? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
We also have Command & Conquer Red Alert 3, Commander's Challenge, which is the... you know, it came on the PC as a $20 standalone expansion pack. Has Ric Flair in it. It's only $10 in the 360, which is, you know, a pretty good deal. We have a new Xbox Original. It's FIFA Street 3. PlayStation Network. Something Interpol, The Trail of Dr. Chaos. I have no idea what that is. Along with Switchball. I also don't know what that is. PSP, a game called State Shift. Similarly, I do not know what that is. And PS1 classics, Tomb Raider 3, and then Final Fantasy Tactics was actually brought out, which is interesting, especially since there is a PSP remake available.
Isn't the original version of that game supposedly have a terrible translation?
Yeah. But it's only $10.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's that. And then goodoldgames.com. Let's see, we have Expendable... Wait, that might have been last week, actually. Whatever. Heritage of Kings, The Settlers, and the big one, The Longest Journey. It's now on Good Old Games, so I might have to finally play that.
Yeah, I've never played that.
Yeah, it's supposed to be good.
All right, here's the real games. There they are. Need for Speed Shift came out PC, PSP, 360, and PS3.
I want to check this out. It sounds like it's really good.
7.0, according to GameSpot.
Oh, really?
Well, I'm just going by GameSpot, you know.
That seems lower than I would have thought. Also, from what it sounds like they took, like, the sim racers, like Forza and Gran Turismo, but, like, they've put in enough assists and stuff, so it looks like you're doing really hardcore realistic racing, but you also feel really cool while you're doing it.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2, 360, PS3, and Wii. 7.5 for 360 and PS3, 4.5 for Wii.
Ooh.
Yeah. Wet for 360 and PS3. This looks like the kind of game that would not appeal to me at all.
Wait, Wet? You're talking about Wet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played the demo. That was okay.
Is it basically... the commercials, it looks a lot like Kill Bill the game.
Yeah, it's very... Like, these guys are like, let's make a Tarantino game without Tarantino.
Yeah, I hate... Okay, yeah, we know. All right, then we also have... Batman Arkham Asylum came out for PC. Resident Evil 5 also finally came out for PC. Scribblenauts for DS. Majesty 2, the Fantasy Kingdom Sim for PC. NHL 10 for 360 PS3. Red Faction Guerrilla for PC. Mario & Luigi Bowser's Inside Story DS. Oh, look at that. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2, also for PS2 and PSP. And that's it.
All right. Very good. Not a bad week, really.
Oh, no.
Especially if you're a PC gamer.
Well, if you're... For a PC game, you're getting a lot of ports, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I played the PC demo for Batman on Chris's computer, and that was good.
Is anyone really nice. Exclusively a PC gamer anymore?
You are after you spend $5,000 on a new gaming rig.
Yeah, I don't think anyone does that. I don't know. All right, that's the show, everyone. Thanks for listening. You can find out more about us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com or at squadronstream.com, and you can also follow us on Twitter... at twitter.com/explodingbarrel. So, thanks for listening. We hope you have a good week. And we'll see everyone next time.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right. Bye.
Bye.